abundance mentality. Abundance starts with gratitude, being grateful for what you do have. There is an abundance of air for you to breathe. In the whole history of planet Earth, there has always been more than enough air for everybody. There is also enough smiles, laughter, and happiness. But are you getting your fair share? If you're not getting your fair share of smiles, it means you aren't giving enough of them to others. To have an abundance of smiles, you have to share yours with others. Smiles are free. You can have one right now, and it will cost you nothing. But it will give you and those around you that you share it with more life, a release of happy chemicals in your brain. Laughter is also free, and there is an abundance of it on this planet for you. Have you got all of the free things in abundance yet? Before you get an abundance of material goods and experiences you crave, have you got your fair share of the free ones? More material goods, more experiences, more riches should make you happy. But you should be happy first. Are you rich in sunsets? Have you appreciated a beautiful sunset recently? Did you stop and realize how wealthy and beautiful views you were when you were walking along a beautiful woodland path or beach? Would an abundance of dollars in the bank make any difference to that moment? You could be the richest person in the world at that moment. The only way it would matter is because of the smile on your face and the enjoyment you feel in your heart. Abundance starts with gratitude. The more you are grateful for, the more you will have to be grateful for. And along with all the wonderful things that are yours, that are free, there are things that you buy. And you buy because you want them, and you like them and look forward to them. The new book, film, album, or holiday. And there are also the things that you buy that you forget about, and you forget to be grateful for. The water, gas, electricity, broadband, and more that make your life richer in every way. The light that illuminates you at the flick of a switch. The heat that warms you at the click of a dial. The running water that comes from the faucet at the turn of a tap. The things that you take for granted and only notice when they are no longer there. These are the things of the gratitude of the taken for granted. Keep in mind what you already have. Focus on what you do have, what you enjoy, and the things that you are grateful for, and you will get more. If you look for what's missing in your life, you will find it. Look for what you have in life and be thankful for it. Make a list of the things you are grateful for. Take the time to do this, writing down everyday things, extraordinary things, and the experiences and goals you achieve. Write it out neatly or type it up with pictures and stick it up where you will see it every day. Keep the list in sight. Allow it to remind you each and every day of the things you are grateful for. Next, do you ever feel jealous of other people when you hear of their increase in wealth, fortune, or success? Do you ever feel envious or jealous of their success and increase in wealth? These are poverty mindsets that need banishing. The more that you are happy for other people when you hear of the large amounts of money that they earn or acquire, the more you feel happy. And feeling happy feels good. Therefore, you will feel happy more often. You will also be focusing on their success rather than feeling bad about something wonderful that has happened for them. having envious or jealous feelings when thinking about money, and you are creating negative associations to money. That is bad, and again, needs banishing and replacing with the happiness for other people's success. Do you focus on lack? Do you focus on what you don't have, or the debts you do have? If you are spending your time looking for lack, you will find it. If you spend your time focused with confidence and tenacity upon having more, you will find that. Beware of the input to your mind. If you watch the news or read newspapers, you cannot escape the bombardment of negativity. Bad news sells. We all know that if you spend half an hour a day meditating, you become more focused and calmer. Half an hour is a long time to meditate, especially if you're just starting out. But half an hour of TV news or newspapers is something a lot of people do each day without thinking about it. Yet the talk about lack, war, recession, violence, and all the other bad events of the week acts just in the same way as hypnosis or meditation, and the negative messages go into your mind. There is an old Native American Indian story about a young boy walking with his grandfather, who tells him a story about there being two wolves inside him, a good wolf and a bad wolf, and they are locked in a battle fighting each other. The little boy asks his grandfather, "Which one will win?" His grandfather replies, "The one that you feed." The people you spend time with, the books you read, the television programs you watch, beware of what you feed your mind. Feed your mind with positive stimulation. Grow and learn each day. Read positive literature with a happy message. Guard your mind against negative messages from people by either spending less time with them, or by turning the negative conversation to a positive one. Be aware of the emotional vampires, the people who suck your energy. Be ruthless. If necessary, cut out the people who are bad for your health. Cut down or out your negative media consumption. It's your life, and you can't help yourself or others if your mind becomes polluted. You need to clear out the lack and poverty mentality to allow the abundance mentality to shine. Whenever you catch yourself thinking about lack, stop. Whenever you hear yourself saying anything that does not support an abundant mentality, stop. And rephrase what you just said. Stop and rethink what you just thought. Erase the old thought and replace it with a new thought of abundance and of having what you do want. Replace the negative thought patterns with the thought patterns of the highly successful. It's no surprise that it's your thoughts that are the gateway to abundance. The thoughts you think will either open or close the flow of abundance. The thoughts that most people think are the same thoughts, day in, day out. What about yours? Are they abundant thoughts that help you? The repetition of thoughts makes the neural pathways in your brain stronger. This is how habits are created, by repetition. Personal development is an ongoing pursuit. It is something that you continue to do. As Zig Ziglar said, motivation is like taking a bath. It isn't permanent. You need to do it every day. Nobody would expect a single session in the gym to make them fit for life, And neither is one book read only once or one audio program listened to only once going to change your life forever without continued reinforcement. Repetition is the key. Just as your life is a journey, so is making your life better, more abundant, and happier a continuing journey. How much pleasure can you stand? There will always be people in a better position than you. There will always be people in a worse place than you. Measuring yourself against billionaires, celebrities, sports stars is less effective than measuring yourself against yourself. Starting right now, measure your progress. Do things to be proud of. Do things to make a difference. Do things. Banish poverty mentalities by rephrasing and rethinking them. Focus on what you do have and are grateful for. Make a list of them. Be careful what you feed your brain and who programs it. And make sure that you are abundant in the things money can't buy. All the smiles you missed, start catching them. All the laughter you didn't collect, it's there for you right now. Allow abundance in. Make room for it. And with the use of hypnosis, the poverty mentalities can be weakened and removed, replaced with abundance mentalities. The messages are reinforced quicker and deeper. In the next session, you are going to reprogram your mind for more abundance and break the poverty mentalities and mindsets.